From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The strongest hurricane to hit Puerto Rico in over 80 years has knocked out power across the entire island of 3.4 million people. Hurricane Maria, with maximum sustained winds of about 185 miles an hour, destroyed hundreds of homes and caused heavy flooding after making landfall Wednesday as a Category 4 storm. It was later downgraded to a Category 3 hurricane. Despite its downgrade, Maria will remain a dangerous major hurricane as it approaches the Turks and Caicos Islands and the southeastern Bahamas Thursday and Friday. Forecasters expect the center of the hurricane to move offshore the northern coast of Puerto Rico, reach open water late Wednesday, bringing hurricane conditions to the Dominican Republic late Wednesday and Thursday. Rescue workers searched Wednesday in Mexico City and nearby states in hopes of finding survivors of a magnitude 7.1 earthquake that killed at least 225 people and collapsed dozens of buildings. The country's interior minister said Mexican armed forces and police will continue working until they exhaust all possibilities of finding more people alive. Civilians joined search and rescue teams shortly after the earthquake struck on Tuesday, using both heavy machinery and their bare hands to remove piles of rubble. The epicenter of the quake was in Puebla, a town 123 kilometers southeast of Mexico City. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. President Trump spoke with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in New York Wednesday. The president said achieving peace between the Israelis and Palestinians may be the toughest deal of all.
Our team is expert. Your team is expert. Israel is working very hard toward the same goal. And I must tell you, Saudi Arabia and many of the different nations are working also hard. So we'll see if we can put it together. Who knows? Stranger things have happened.
Trump says a peace agreement would be, quote, the deal of the century. Kenya's Supreme Court released a ruling Wednesday explaining why it nullified the August presidential election. Justices blamed members of the Electoral Commission, who they say refused a court order to open computer servers and then announced official results before all tally forms had been received. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig has more.
The roads around Kenya's Supreme Court were cordoned off Wednesday, and police dispersed protesters from the ruling and opposition parties who had gathered outside. Inside, justices spent more than 7 hours explaining why they ruled that results of the country's August 8th presidential election would be nullified. Justice Philomena Mwilu was one of three justices to explain why she voted in favor of the petition, filed by Raila Odinga's opposition coalition, which challenged incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta's win.
We find that the 2017 presidential election was not conducted in accordance with the principles laid down in the Constitution and the written law on elections, in that it was neither transparent nor verifiable. On that ground alone, and on the basis of the interpretation we have given to Section 83 of the Elections Act, we have no choice but to nullify it.
Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
More than 100 Chibok girls released by Boko Haram militants have now begun a new phase of their lives, taking classes at the American University of Nigeria after months of rest and recovery under the care of the Nigerian government. The girls had been expected to start at the university in the city of Yola early next month, and the government threw them a send-off party last week at their rehabilitation center in the capital, Abuja. But the start date was moved up because the school year had already begun. The government is going to pay for the girls' undergraduate studies in whatever field they choose. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.